They waited patiently for what seemed a very long time, stamping in the snow to keep their feet warm. At last they heard the sound of slow, shuffling footsteps approaching the door from the inside. It seemed, as the mole remarked to the rat, like someone walking in carpet slippers that were too large for him and down at heel, which was intelligent of mole because that was exactly what it was. There was the noise of a bolt shot back, and the door opened a few inches, enough to show a long snout and a pair of sleepy blinking eyes.
"Now, the very next time this happens," said a gruff and suspicious voice, "I shall be exceedingly angry. Who is it this time, disturbing people on such a night? Speak up."
"Oh, Badger," cried the rat. "Let us in, please. It's me, Rat, and my friend Mole, and we've lost our way in the snow."
"What? Ratty, my dear little man," exclaimed the Badger in quite a different voice. "Come along in, both of you, at once. Why, you must be perished. Well, I never. Lost in the snow, and in the wild wood, too, and at this time of night. But come in with you."
The two animals tumbled over each other in their eagerness to get inside, and heard the door shut behind them with great joy and relief. Christina Roberts.